Good morning. You have tuned into the Master's Call. My name's Benita, and I'm here in New Jersey. I love and wish you all a blessed day and want to wish our Minister Robert a happy birthday and prosperous year, and we love you, and I'm going to turn this call over to our host.
Amen. Can you hear me, Minister Benita?
Yes, I can, birthday lady. Take it away. Bye-bye.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. Praise God. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for the birthday wishes. I thank my family for being there for me and wishing me a happy birthday. It's those little things that mean so much to you. And this is a thankful Thursday, and I thank God for another year to get up and say, I love you, Lord, and I'm here to serve you. We welcome you to the Master's Call, and my name is Robin Wilson, and I'm here in New Jersey. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call on this thankful Thursday, which is my birthday Thursday. Our awesome call was started on October 25th, 2010, by our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts. She resides in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who resides in Dallas, Texas. I am so glad that they listen to the voice of God, because you know the scripture says that he is the good shepherd, and they happen to be his sheep, and they didn't follow the voice of a stranger. They don't follow the voice of a stranger. They listened, they wrote the vision down, and glory to God, behold, manifested was this awesome call, the Master's Call. And our call is all about our King. I am so glad that each one of you have joined us, and we take this time to spend time with one another. We get to hear the word of God. We get to encourage each other. We also get to pray. And if you would like to learn more about this call and learn more about what we're praying about, we're praying for you. We're standing in the gap for you. We're believing God for what you are believing God for, as long as it's lining up with the word of God. And we love your praise reports. We love to hear from you. So you can join us. And we have an email address where you can send us those praise reports. You can send us those prayer requests, and we will intercede on your behalf, and Dr. Vanessa will get back to you, and we would love to hear from you. So our email address for you is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Now, when you think about it, there has to be a mission statement, and there has to be a scripture. And when God gave this idea, this vision to Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, there was a mission statement that was also birthed. And our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And that's just what we do. Minister Benita told you we are thankful this day. So we are being enriched, enhanced, and empowered as we go into the marketplace. And our scripture that we stand on is found in Psalms 88:13. And it reads, But to you, O Lord, I have cried out, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. I heard one of our other family members say she loves to pray and she loves God, and that's what this call is all about. We have a website address for you, and our website, you can go there anytime you choose and listen to all of our messages, and the website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And that email address, just one more time, is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And what brought many of us together is the fact that we are Artists International Distributors. One of our family members, she was just given a direction so that she would be able to take some of our products for her throat. We have Pro Digest, we have LaVie, we have Multiplus, and you're probably saying to yourself, what are these products? Well, these products are part of an awesome company called Artists International, and as I said, many of us are distributors. That company is owned and founded by the Diaz de Leon family. It's a health and wellness company, but not only that, it is a Christian-based company. And if you would like to find out more about this company and what we're doing as a distributor, go back to the person that has invited you to the call, and they'll be able to give you that information. And at this time, what I'm going to do so we can hear the word of God that's coming forward today, I am going to call my sister and have her open us up in prayer. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Birthday, Elder Robin, I am here. All right, can you
Glory
hear me?
To God. Take it away, sis.
Amen. Happy birthday. Today we celebrate you, and we thank God for allowing you to see another chapter, and we look forward to hearing the new things for this another year for you. God bless you. Let us bow in prayer. Majestic Father, we thank you for who you are in our lives. We thank you because you have made this day, and because you have, we wake up with new eyes, unlimited possibilities, and a newness, Father God, that has come from you, Father. We thank you for allowing each one of us to get up and wake up in this day in a safe place, in our right minds, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for new beginnings, Father God, for this is the day to begin and do it all over, Father God, according to your will. So align the heavens, Father God. Align our plan, our purpose for our lives to line up with your will, Father God. Let your will be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. Bless the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa. Allow new things to manifest in their life. We thank you, Father God, for them carrying out this vision, Father God. We thank you for their faithfulness and their diligence, oh God. We thank you for their obedience. We thank you, Father God, for them, oh God. We thank you for the founders of Artists International. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for the special message that Mom and Pop have for us. We look forward to the new things in Artists International, the new beginnings in Artists International. Father God, we clear the airways and the byways right now in the name of Jesus, that we would not be hindered and that the message will go forth in a mighty way. We know that you have downloaded it from the throne room of heaven, and we are waiting to receive. So I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would increase in the speaker as she would come this morning, Father God. Nothing will hinder her in the name of Jesus. The lines will be clear. I decree and declare it to be so. And it is done in the name of Jesus. We say no weapon. And we are thankful for everything. And we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. I am in agreement with that. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for clearing the phone line and the atmosphere. Well, family, we have one of our family members again for us, and she is an anointed woman of God. She's a mother of three. She is also an artist distributor and a travel consultant, and she's one of our prayer intercessors. She loves to pray. She is excited about what God is doing in her life and how she is just being transformed by the word of God daily. And we are just so thankful. I am thankful that she's my sister in the Lord. And I bring to the line Minister LaShawn. Are you there, Minister LaShawn?
Good morning. Praise God. Birthday girl, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you. Praise God. Take it away, sis.
Amen. Good morning, TMC. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will all rejoice and be glad in it. I am so thankful that God has surrounded me with such powerful, mighty women of God. I am so grateful for you, Minister Robin. God bless you and happy birthday. I want to say I am so thankful that God has given me a redirection in life and the ability to be a vessel and speak on his behalf. I also thank Minister Benita for opening us up and getting everyone prepared and just hyped in the Lord. And Evangelist my sister girl. I thank you for that mighty, mighty prayer. I am confident that we will have a clear call. But again, most of all, God, I thank you. And as Evangelist Tiffany prayed, I touch and agree that I will decrease, so your mighty, mighty word increases. Praise God. So I'm going to go ahead and get back into our part two of what's in your wallet. We all heard that cliche so many times. What's in your wallet? What's in your wallet? And we are, they're referencing credit cards. They're referencing your earthly financial gain and growth. But Faith, I ask you, what's in your spiritual wallet? And last week when we were talking about it, I was saying that our wallet must be spiritually filled. And if for some reason you feel that you are bankrupt, it is not too late to go to God and ask him to fill your wallet. You see, saints, when you carry Jesus in your wallet, all is possible. Sicknesses are healed. It is restored back in the name of Jesus, all of your health. All of your needs are considered done and accounted for in the name of Jesus when you are carrying him in your wallet. How many times have you looked in your flesh wallet and you're like, oh my gosh, I only have like $3 or $4, but my groceries are going to be $15. But in the name of Jesus, either another saint comes and says, hey, I haven't seen you in a million Sundays. Let me get that for you. Or, hey, I have extra coupons. I thought you might be able to use it. That is nothing but God showing you that all of your needs will and shall always be met in the name of Jesus. So whether you know it or not, you have plenty of time to build your balance as long as you continue to repent and live in the Lord. So last week I was saying that the foundation of your wallet should be your W, which is your walk. I'm not talking about how cute you walk. I'm talking about your walk in Christ. A is your attitude. How do people see you? What do you give off? Are you one of those believers that people are afraid to walk up to you because you always grimace and you never look welcoming? Or are you one of those believers that someone would say, wow, I'm going to go to Sister Robin to pray because I'm having a bad day, and I know that in the name of Jesus, it will be a fervent prayer? Are you a type of person that when you're going through something, you can say, let me call Dr. Vanessa because I know she got that mighty ear of God, and she's not going to tell me what I want to hear. She's going to tell me what I need to hear. Do you have that attitude that you can call Evangelist Tiffany or Minister Bonita or Minister Tammy or all our other prayer warriors or your sister girls or your front line? Are they there and are they approachable? Your listening skills. Are you hearing what God is telling you? And are you listening to it? We were listening to messages this week, and it's so amazing how God ties us together. We all were in accord. Where God says to move, you move. The same way that if you're driving on the highway and someone high beams you in the left lane because you're going 12 miles an hour instead of 50, you move over. So when God tells you to move, we must move, and we must listen to the mighty word of God. So now what we're going to talk about today is love. We're going to talk about love, we're going to talk about your energy, and we're going to talk about your talk. 1 Peter 1:22 says, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love. Okay, he doesn't say just regular love. He says sincere brotherly love. Okay, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. Okay, so when you have a pure heart, there's no catches. There's no like, okay, I'm going to love you on Tuesday, but Wednesday I'm going to be kind of moody and not be bothered with you. Or I'm going to love you until you tell me something that I don't want to hear. That is not agape love. That is not the love that our Father has taught us to have for one another. He didn't say love your brother when you want to. He said love your brother. Love conquers all. Love is the glue that binds us all together. Love is that fabric that keeps us in that forgiving mold, in that mold to help one another. And when the chips are down, the more you love, the more your brother and or sister will receive in the name of Jesus, because you have a sincere, sincere calling to give them what they need. Now, God illuminates you, and through love, people get to see how you are. Last week, I spoke of walking the walk, and we must do better as Christians to walk a more godly walk. We cannot scream hallelujah on Sunday and then be up in the club on Monday, you know, doing things that people who are not saved do. We cannot say hallelujah in the sanctuary on Sunday and Monday, but on Tuesday, we're cussing like two sailors, not one, two, okay? We cannot say that we love God, but yet still not forgive our neighbors for something that they may have said or did that wasn't pleasing to our fleshly ears. Say, if we say that we love God, we must love others the way he loves us. I cannot explain the magnitude of how much this is important to God. This is his mandate, not mine. So what I want to say to you as well is, when people get married, it is an understanding that it is the two of them no matter what. God wants a marriage with us. He doesn't want a 45-minute relationship in church with us. He wants a 24/7 marriage with us. And we know that what God put together, let no man put asunder. So God wants our attention 100% of the time. It's the same way if you walk into your house and you see your husband with a guest in your bathrobe eating a big piece of chicken in your bowl. It is the same thing if you have a triangle love affair with Satan and God. Remember, God is a jealous God, but loving, and God wants all of you. Matthew 6:24-25 clearly says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and the enemy at the same time. I will say that again, saints. Your wallets must be filled, and you cannot serve devil and Jesus at the same time. Your energy, what is your energetic part of your wallet saying about you? Putting 1,000% into things makes all of the difference in the world. We often say that you get in what you put in. Nothing from nothing leaves a nothing. And my favorite one that I always tell my clients, if nothing changes, nothing changes. So the same energy that we use to be worldly, we should certainly be using to praise our God. Our energy should speak pure light and speak enthusiasm. If I were to deliver a message like, yeah, you know, and God loves us and he will forgive you, trust me, saints, all will be well. You're not going to feel that. You're not going to believe me. You are going to doubt. You're going to say either she is not happy and excited in the Lord or what is being said is not real. But when you are energetic and in love with your passion, hallelujah, you are drawn and people are more apt to be invited towards you in the name of Jesus. You'll be able to speak the good news and people will believe it. Why? Because you are not only saying it, but your energy speaks it. Hebrews 13:15 says, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. The most pleasing sacrifice that we can offer to God is a sacrifice of praise. Proclaim his mighty deeds and praise his name every day. Even every word that comes out your mouth will bring you blessings, but never forget to offer the sacrifice and praise God every day and thank him for everything. That house you got, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for my blessing. That car you're in the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for blessing. All that you receive is God. All we have to do is just remember to give back unto him. And lastly, your talk. Does it line up with your walk? So my mom used to say, yeah, you can talk the talk, but can you walk the walk? Or you walk the walk, but is it talking the same? Does it line up with your godly attitude and ability to listen? Does your attitude have love and energy? As believers, We cannot live on and do, we cannot live and do what we say, you know, like do what I say, but not as I do, or that whole cliche. We can't do that any longer. When you know better, you do better. We know better now. And even how we sow our verbal seed, you must speak life into people. You must speak life into circumstances. What are you talking about? Are you sowing a woe is me seed, or are you sowing a godly seed, a seed that speaks vibrance into things? That's what we have to do when we talk. Are people spiritually confused with you? One minute you're speaking life, but the next minute you're speaking defeat. If so, your wallet needs a little bit of an adjustment. Add a little bit if you're being, add this to your wallet. Remember, Samuel 1, 2, and 3, do not keep talking so proudly or let your mouth speak such arrogance, right? For the Lord is a God who knows, and our deeds are ways. So if your wallet is boastful, I got mine, you got to get yours. Or if your wallet is boastful in the flesh, well, homegirl, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, I got $50, and I know you need $3, but I don't know if I need my $50 tomorrow. No. God says, give unto others the way I've given to you. So if your sister, girl, or your brother in Christ is in need, it is up to you to open that spiritual wallet and fulfill that need. We talk to God in order to constantly build and strengthen our relationship with him. But in order to get to know him better and learn what he expects of us, we and what we need to expect from him, the only way we could do so is if we continue to talk to God and seek his advice, not man's advice, God's advice. What would Jesus do in this situation? What would God, if he had the mouthpiece with the face that we can see, what would he say in a situation? We also have to talk to God to recognize his existence and his awesome power, and, of course, to show him that we trust him. We love him. We magnify his holy, holy name. And to show him that we have confidence in his word and know that his word is true. This is what helps other people fulfill their spiritual destiny. This is what gets people's wallets full. This is what we need to do on a daily, fervent basis. We must share the good news with much enthusiasm and zeal and talk to God on a daily basis. And be careful what comes out our mouth. My pastor said the other day, you know, we say, wow, that chicken sure tastes good. Wow, that TV show sure was good. Wow, your hair really looks good. But then we turn around and say, God is good. Amen. So we got to remember how we profess and what we say and what comes out our mouth. Always be laced and armored with the full armor of God. Always speak life into situations, and always separate God when we give reverence to an awesome adjective. I can say, oh, my gosh, I love God with all my soul, and then turn around and say, oh, my gosh, I love that vacation. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. No, God was the best thing that ever happened to me. God is the best thing that can happen to all of us. So, saints, remember what comes out your mouth is what is sown into the universe through God. So to wrap it up, what's in your wallet? Is it an American Express card? Is it a Visa Platinum? Is it a Discover with extra reward points and cash back? Or is your wallet filled with a spiritual warmth, a godly attitude, agape listening skills, that agape love that we talk about, spiritual energy, and is it with godly, Holy Ghost-filled talk? And if it isn't, saints, I highly suggest that you go to your spiritual ATM and pass code JESUS for Jesus and ask God to refill your wallet. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, Lord God, and I turn this call back over to you, Elder Robert.
Praise God. Thank you, Minister LaShawn. Powerful, powerful call. What's in your wallet? Wow, wow, wow. Well, family, don't forget, before I call up our prayer warriors to close us out in prayer, we have an awesome campaign going on for one of our very own, Evangelist Gwen Beatty. and the website for you to be able to sow a seed and tell your family members also is www.fillabottlesavealife.com. And at this time, what I would like to do is have Minister Tammy please come to the line and close and seal this call for us. Thank you. Minister Tammy, are you there?
Minister Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, sis.
Good morning. Let us approach the throne of our Father. But before we do, happy, happy birthday, and we love you so much. This morning we want to celebrate you and thank the Father for you seeing another year and being here with us. Father, we just come before your throne of grace this morning as your humble children, Lord God, thanking you for being our Father. Father, we know that you are a glorious God. We thank you for this new day. We are so thankful on this Thursday, Father God. We're thankful, Lord, for you waking us up on today. We're so thankful, Lord God, that you gave us the strength, that you breathed the breath of life into us one more day. Father, we're so thankful for your faithfulness. Lord God, we are thankful that you have chosen us for this mission, for this time. Father, we're thankful for the gifts and the talents which you have provided. Father, we're just thankful for your mercy, for your grace, Lord God, which is renewed each and every day. Father, we are thankful that we can come before your throne and bring our sins before you, Father God, asking for forgiveness for our sins and those who have sinned against us so that you will hear our prayer. Now, Father God, we come at this time asking you to refill the speaker of this call on today, Minister LaShawn. Father, she is your child, and we thank you that you supply her every need. Father, continue to keep the blood hedge of protection around her, Lord God. Continue to put your word in her mouth so that she will go out and speak it to your people, Lord, so that they will be blessed according to your will. Father, we thank you for the word which we've received on today, God. We will not only be hearers of the word, but God, we will be doers of your word. Father, we thank you that it pricks our heart and makes us faithful to you, Lord. Thank you for teaching us your commandments. Father, we lift up to you at this time our prayer requests. Lord God, we cannot call them all, but Father, we just thank you for those that we can bring to you, knowing that your son Jesus sits at the right hand, Father, making daily intercessions for us. Father God, we are praying for Ina Payton this morning, Lord God, lifting her up, Father God, thanking you for the good report that shall come forth. Father God, your word says do not worry, Lord God, and we say that she shall not be worried about her sister, for all things are cared for by you, Father. We cast every burden upon you, Lord, and look to you as our shepherd. Father God, for Aunt Mary, we know that the prayer has already been taken care of. It's already answered, and we just have to give you thanks, Lord God, that the facility has been identified. Father, she will live in peace where she goes. We thank you that you are a mind regulator for Aunt Mary, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you are a comforter. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your faithfulness, and you shall supply the money that is needed. Father, we thank you for the wisdom and favor in her case. Lord God, we pray for Chris Fletcher, Father God, that his situation in the legal battle, Father God, is already done. Father, we know that you hold the heart of kings in your hand, and you can turn it in any way you feel, Lord God, according to your will. Now, Father God, we believe you, Lord God, that he shall have the victory in this case, and each and every one of our callers, Lord God, all of our listeners, Lord God, will have the victory in their case, including our friend Joni, Lord God, in Tampa. She shall have the victory in her case as well, and we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the life of Lord Morgan. Father, we celebrate this child whose life was lost. Lord God, we will not lean on our own understanding, but we will trust you, Father God, and acknowledge you in all our ways. Father, we just send your Holy Spirit as a comforter to his mother. Father God, we know that he's an advocate for us, Lord God. He's our teacher, and he will be with her during this time. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this child. Father God, we just thank you for Tina's unborn child, Father. We just thank you that you are capable and you are able, and you know all things, Father God. You don't work in our time, but you work in your own time. Father, we thank you for this unborn life, Father God, that you are in control of the timing in which it shall come forth. Father, we just thank you that you know all things. Lord God, we just praise you for your godly wisdom in every situation, Lord God. And we thank you for Rain Henry. Lord, we speak to the lumbar disease and the sciatic nerve disease. Father, we speak to the pain which she's having. Lord God, we these are all names, and we lift everything subject to the name of Jesus Christ. Now we call this enemy out, and we say that you are You are destroyed in the name of Jesus. You are canceled. Your assignment is over and done. She works her eyes business according to the Lord's will, not yours. And we thank you for her healing in Jesus' precious name. Father God, we speak to the unspoken prayer request on this morning that you are the shepherd. You are the good shepherd, as Minister Robin said, and you supply every need according to your child, son, Jesus' riches and glory. Father, we just thank you right now that every need is supplied in Jesus' name. We pray, we give you thanks, Lord God, and we seal this call and this word, Father God, in the blood of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Tally, for closing us out in prayer. Thank you, Minister Benita, for greeting the people on this thankful Thursday. Minister Tiffany, thank you for opening us up in prayer. Minister LaShawn, what a powerful word of God. We bless you, and may the Lord continue to use you mightily. TMC family, we love you. We are glad that you're part of our family. Please don't forget to go to www.fillabottlesavealife.com. For one of our family members, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, who's fighting a good fight of faith against breast cancer, and we're sowing into this campaign on her behalf so she can continue to use and receive all of the holistic products. Again, if you or a family member or you and a family member can sow $10 for a bottle, toward a bottle, we would very much appreciate it, and it goes directly to her. We love you. We honor you. We're glad to have you here. Go out on this thankful Thursday. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for my birthday wishes, and be that minister in the marketplace. Bye-bye for now.